Hey guys, it's been a minute and I'm super excited to be back on Social Media Secrets. Yay, we've got a fun episode today because I'm going to share a little bit about what almost 2 weeks, almost completely off of work, taught me. It's actually kind of surprising. So let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel Peterson. I'm excited to talk a little bit about the last couple of weeks and some of the lessons that I learned through actually taking some time off of mostly social media. The last couple of weeks were really interesting. I took 2 weeks ago, my family and I met up with, My family and I met up with my sisters and my dad in Texas. I haven't seen some of my family on that side for like a year and a half. So we got an Airbnb all together so that we could, you know, sit by the pool and go in the hot tub together and spend some time reconnecting. It was actually really exciting because I found out that my dad got engaged that week. And so that was really exciting and it was great to be together with family. And I've always grown up with my family nearby, and suddenly they haven't been nearby, and that is weird. And I'll be honest with you guys, it really affected me not having my family around, not having my sister a call away, not having my dad. You know, my dad and I have actually lived together in some way. My dad's lived in like our basement for the last 5 years, and suddenly he's not here every day. And so there was definitely an adjustment period, and I knew going into these 2 weeks of both work and then one personal trip to meet up with family, I knew that there were going to be some interesting lessons that would happen, and I'm going to share with you kind of some of the things I learned, some of the things that taking some time off was so helpful for. The following week, so we came home, we brought our kids, obviously, as soon as we came home, we dropped the kids off at Grandma and Grandpa's, came home, unpacked our bags, repacked our bags, slept real fast, and then hopped a flight to go film in Phoenix, Arizona with Dean Graziosi for Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins' upcoming amazing course, KBB. I'm so excited to be one of the teachers and trainers in the program. So much fun. And I want to share with you guys some really powerful things that I learned in these 2 weeks, because one of the things that I realized, you know, I was spending a lot of time sitting out by the pool with my family, sitting in the hot tub with the kids. We turned down the temp so it was kids safe and everything. And I kept feeling this like itch to go back to work. I got my work done in the mornings and I still took like my coaching calls and my client calls, but I just kept feeling this like feeling that was pulling me back to work. And it was the weirdest thing. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, like when you vacation or when you take time off, but I started to realize that I had to learn to fight that urge to go back to work. I realized very quickly that a lot of my worth over the years has been derived from how much I do, not by who I am. And so these 2 weeks, I had to intentionally fight this desire to constantly be creating content. And what's interesting was discovering that while other people had, become dependent on a lot of my content to support them and get them, you know, answer questions and support them through encouragement, I had become dependent to the feeling of making sure that I'm helping others. And while I will say that several years ago, really a year and a half ago especially, a big shift happened in my business where I switched from creating content to make me feel good to serving other people with the content, there was still a little bit of a dependency there and this kind of panic about leaving it. And I was really surprised by how hard it was to actually unplug fully. And I kept feeling that pull over and over, and I had to realize like it's okay to take time off. It's okay if people don't see me on the For You page or on the dashboard or in the newsfeed. It's okay if there's a lot less action going on social media. It's okay. And oh my goodness, I just have to say, spending several hours a day with our kids on top of the normal 2 or 3 hours every single evening was amazing. We had really great conversations with our 10 and our 6-year-old, and it was next level bonding. Like the five of us spent so much time in the hot tub, hanging out, laughing, joking, competing, playing games together. It was really healing. And realizing that, and I hope that this speaks to someone who's listening to this as well, but realizing that who I am inherently as a human has worth outside of what I do and outside of serving other people. Sometimes it's okay to just be. Gosh, isn't it wild how that sounds so simple, but that lesson was so profound on these two trips for me. That was one of the first big lessons that came up. The second big lesson that came up, and this was so surprising to me, was, and I'll probably share this story at some point, someone who I have looked up to for years called me out face to face with love, with so much kindness, with so much ownership. I'll share this story probably at some point, like in a book or something, because it's pretty intense. And what happened through the call out was so powerful, because I realized that there are times where I get in my head and I don't just get into that state of flow. I don't show up at a 10 out of 10, or at least what looks like my 10 out of 10. And it wasn't that was the deepest, most powerful lesson. It was that someone I've respected for decades took the time to care enough about the way that I present myself. They took enough passion and excellence and desire to help someone grow that they slowed down and gave me a second chance to completely show up in a new way. And what's wild is it's someone that you guys have all heard of. And honestly, my respect for this person grew so much through this experience. And it's interesting because I post a lot of content about like not caring what other people think and not letting other people's opinions stop you. And what that lesson taught me was there's a time and a place for loving criticism. Not all criticism is a bad thing. Sometimes criticism is actually someone who is in the arena saying, listen, I know that you're capable of more and I'd love to see you do it. I'd love to even help you do that. And while in the moment it was like so uncomfortable, thankfully, I'm at a place where I can handle criticism. In the past, I probably would have turned into a puddle and started crying, but I was like, yep, okay, yep, I totally agree with you. And the person was so spot on with their advice that it helped me to realize that there are times where criticism can be really helpful. I'm reading this book right now called Win Bigly by Scott Adams, who is the creator and artist, the genius behind Dilbert, which is so freaking funny. And in this book, he talks quite a bit about like cognitive dissonance and cognitive bias and how sometimes we put ourselves into these echo chambers that just tell us what we want to hear. And while that's helpful when we're trying to create belief for ourselves, right? When we're trying to go after a big vision or something that scares us, the danger is you can surround yourself with yes people, with people who just tell you, hey, I'll help you put your pants on. You don't have to put your pants on one leg at a time. I'll help you. Or your poo doesn't stink. Like, you need people around you who say, as much as I love you, you still need to put your own pants on one leg at a time. And yes, your poo does stink. And so having someone that cared enough, and I'm willing to bet that they were nervous a little bit to share this with me. How was I going to handle this criticism? But it was amazing to me that he trusted me with this criticism. It amazed me that he gave me a second chance. And it reminded me that not all criticism is bad. Sometimes criticism can call you to a higher and better place and help you to become a better person. And I was thinking about, I actually don't even think I've shared this with you guys. I've shared a little bit about the behind the scenes of writing my book. And part of the reason that this timing for these 2 weeks off was so perfect was because I had just finished writing my book. And my goodness, that process was so tiring. It's like you pass through 7 rounds of fire that make you question everything about yourself, your message, everything that you put out there. And so I finished, you know, my 60,000 words as my baseline. And this is what I haven't shared yet. We have 2 publishing houses that are in contact that want to potentially publish my book. And what's crazy is I was thinking about this and how finishing the book wasn't the hard part. The hard part is what comes next. They're going to print out this book. There's an entire team of editors that are currently marketing it up with red pen. There are going to be thousands of corrections, thousands of criticisms, thousands of questions and pushbacks and all kinds of stuff like that. This is just the start. Like, the hard part wasn't just writing the book. The hard part is also facing valid criticism, valid concerns, valid people who actually want me to win. And that was one of the biggest things that kind of wrapped up a lot of this for me was, do these people care about if you actually win? Do they care about you showing up as your best? What are their intentions? Are they here to support you in your growth? And so it was this just really beautiful moment and experience on this trip where I realized, wow, one of the biggest things that I want, one of the biggest things I want for you, if it's what you want, is to get to a place of mastery. And that requires being comfortable with criticism. It requires turning a deaf ear to the wrong criticism, right? Criticism from people who aren't in the arena, people who don't have your best interests in mind. It requires persistence. It requires rest at times, disconnecting. It requires making sure you don't put your family on the side while you build a business, build your dreams. But I really and truly want to pursue excellence, mastery, a level of expertise that requires going through those rounds of fire, you know, those difficult moments. And I'm all about it. But I also want to give anyone who needs this permission, permission to rest. We forget how powerful rest can be. And rest can often help us to light a fire in our souls, a desire to get back out there and make things happen. This trip was so needed. I needed time with not just my kids, because I do spend time with them every day, probably more time than they would even like, but I needed connection with my family. I needed connection with myself. I needed connection with God. I needed time to just rest. We forget so much about the value of rest. And so it was amazing to have that experience. And I just wanted to share this because it's kind of a little bit ranty, but I know that there are some messages in this that will speak to the people who need to hear exactly those messages. So I hope this episode has supported you. I will catch you guys later in the next episode. Bye for now.